You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill for Sunday the 11th of March. Slight sense of deja vu coming up on Sunday with many meetings abandoned, but we know we're going to have Market Raisin going ahead, and Warwick hopefully will survive their morning inspection. So hopefully we'll have two meetings for you live on Racing Radio from 10 to 2 in the afternoon. Jason Thornton in the presenter's chair, being joined by Paddy Aspel and James Millman. And Paddy joins me, John Gibby, now on the podcast. Paddy, we're together once again on the podcast. It's been happening a lot over the past week or so.
It has, but I've been keeping an eye on it. We've not actually been doing too bad with trying to steer punters in the right direction, John. So hopefully we can keep doing the same.
Hopefully. And we get to sort of narrow our attentions to what is likely to just be one meeting, Market Race. And I don't know how likely Warwick is to be going ahead. Hopefully we get both. So we're going to take a look at Market Race now. And your first selection for us, Paddy, goes in the first race at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to go with the horse at the top because I was in studio when Ballyvic Brew ran in one of these jumpers bumpers at Newcastle last week. Looked much sharper for his reappearance run at Musselburgh, where he looked fairly burly at Musselburgh, and unsurprisingly he was quite comfortably beaten, but he was desperately in need obviously of that run, and it was much more like it. I mean, I know they're not very informative, the jumpers bumpers, but you know, it was a couple of days that Brian Ellison done very, very well at Southall and Newcastle, and this was one of his winners over the couple of days, and he was quite impressive and done it quite nicely, travelled around quite good. And Danny Cook did have to get quite serious with him, but you know, they're just falsely run races there, so visually you wouldn't have been that impressed, but the horse looked very well, stable's in good form, and I mean, he's obviously got first drift there to beat tomorrow, and his form is pretty decent. That run at Doncaster last time was, you know, certainly a real good step in the right direction, and he comes in, he brings a mark of 1-2-6 into the race. Ballyvic Brew hasn't actually got a mark yet, but I mean, it'll certainly be between the two. But Ballyvic Brew just looks to have the touch more class to me, John.
Ballyvic Brew, then, the selection for Paddy in the opener at Market Raisin, the 2 o'clock, and the 3:05 is their third race. It's a handicap chase, not to a 1:10 affair. Just the five runners, Paddy, but you've got one you fancy here as well.
Yeah, I've gone for the top horse again here, Master Finance for Lucy Wadham. He's been a little bit disappointing, to say the least, this horse over obstacles, and he achieved bits and pieces over hurdles, but probably never reached the heights maybe that his connections thought that he would once do. But I was impressed with his debut over fences. Jumped well, didn't actually have a very good passage round the whole way. He was sort of unsighted and hampered at a couple of vital moments on the way around, and to be fair, in the end was only beaten about 7 or 8 lengths, and like I say, I thought he fenced quite nicely around Ludlow, and you know, he didn't do an awful lot wrong. The biggest thing for me was that handicap wise he's just dropped to a reasonable mark. Now the handicapper is slowly starting to give him a chance, so he's in off 109 tomorrow, and I'm not really sure if he is the actual best horse in the race, or would I say the most straightforward horse in the race, because Miss Conway is, you know, she's accredited connections, always turns up, runs her race, wears her heart in her sleeve, as does Roxy Fett. And you know, if Master of Finance was as straightforward as these two, he would certainly win more races, but he isn't. But the fact that off 109 it brings him right into this race here, and you know, it wasn't a bad chase debut for Lucy Wadham, who was taking this horse over after we lost Malcolm Jefferson earlier in the year. It's still same under the same ownership, but like I say, he's been a bit of an underachiever all his life, but now that he's down to this sort of mark, I think he should be with a clear round cashing in tomorrow, John.
Yeah, was running over hurdles fairly recently. I noticed back in December at Cheltenham, finished 8th in a race won by Shmina Alden, who, by the way, is going to win the county hurdle at Cheltenham next week, just so everyone's clued up about that. Mm-hmm. Was ridden by your brother Leighton on that occasion, and there's a since come over fences and as you say, seems to already be on a much lower mark than what he's running off for a lot of time over the smaller obstacles.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he was running reasonably competitive in a sort of mid 120s over hurdles, but you know that's him. He generally turns up and runs some sort of a race, but you know he's just not won as much as he should. Now I just think they've got a little bit of a different avenue now to go down the fencing route. And like I say, I was impressed with the way he handled himself around Ludlow over his fences. He was pretty good. And like I say, he just didn't get the clearest of passage round. So, but it's, for me, he's dropped from 112 down to 109 now. And he needs to be sort of doing a bit of damage off a mark like that if he is going to make a chaser for Lucy Wadham.
Master of Finance sends the weights for the 305 at Market Raisin. David Noonan takes the ride for Lucy Wadham, and he's the selection of Paddy Aspel, the second of the two selections at Market Raisin on Sunday. And fair to say, as things simmer along prior to the Cheltenham Festival, that's a fair dip in quality from what obviously we're going to have next week. But also the action we've seen on Saturday, Paddy, when we had the Imperial Cup, of course, at Sandown, the traditional handicap hurdle on the Saturday before the Cheltenham Festival, once the most prestigious hurdle race on the entire calendar, nowadays is sort of seen as a bit of a starter ahead of the big action coming up next week. But we've seen Mr. Antolini come out and win it this year. Nigel Twiston Davis won this race a couple of years ago. Has won it again. Jamie Bargery in the saddle, just narrowly edging out Call Me Lord.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastic run by the second horse, we've got to say. We said it in the studio next door. You know, he was giving lumps of weight to the winner. And I mean, if I'm not mistaken, did the jockey just ride to the first winning post?
Yeah.
He was lucky he, you know, his horse maintained the momentum, because obviously your finish line is the second winning post.
And it's very interesting, Paddy, actually, because this happens quite often at this course. I don't really understand why they need the two winning posts.
Yeah. Well, it's how would you word it? It's asking for trouble in a way, isn't it? But they're obviously there for a reason. I don't know the exact, obviously one's the finish for the hurdles and one's the finish for the chase course, but it's caused a few incidents over the years, hasn't it? And you can see it's very easy to happen. But luckily for, I think it was Jamie Bargery, was it? Luckily for him, his horse kept the momentum going. But it was a welcome winner for Connections, because they've just been quiet this last month. You know, even when these horses crossed the line for the Imperial Cup, I just checked his stats. He's only had 7 runners in the last fortnight. He's no winners. I know the jumping's been a bit hit and miss with the weather we've been having, but still, nonetheless, I'd have said for the time of year, the yard would like to be in a little bit better form. You know, coming into the period we're coming into, and obviously they're going to be taking a team down to Prestbury Park next week. But look, at least today was a step back in the right direction, albeit they were at the right end of the weights, because it was pretty attritional stuff now at Sandown, because it just looks like they're getting turning in. And you know, horses that are being sent for home before the second last, it's a long way home. You know, it's a pretty unforgiving place, and obviously conditions are pretty deep also. But I think the course, you know, I read on the way down that the team who work on the grounds and whatnot, Sandown, had actually moved the railing on the whole hurdle course.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a massive effort to try and provide a bit of decent ground for the meeting there today, because obviously they've the Imperial Cup, and they had the Grade 3 hurdle earlier that Mickey's to be won, and they've also got the real good and ultra competitive Listed Mares bumper to come also. So
it's a good card, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good card, but you know, and a very good effort by Connections to try and provide as much fresh ground as they possibly could. So, you know, it was congratulations all around, really.
You mentioned the performance of Call Me Lord, the runner-up in second place, considered a champion hurdle prospect at one point by his trainer, Nicky Anderson. Obviously, they've had to slightly reassess their view of what's realistic with this horse, but under a huge weight, he's on an absolute cracker.
Yeah, cracker. And I mean, he's gone down fighting, you know, and it was between the two, sort of from the back of the second last, and they've put 9 lengths back to the third. So, you know, it was under the massive weight burden that he had, and giving lumps of weight to Mr. Andolini, it was a hell of a performance for sure.
And it went to a steward's inquiry as well. I believe you said you haven't seen the head on of the shot with the just inside the final half furlong. The two had a little bit of a coming together. Mr. Antolini, first pass of the post, has kept the race, but the stewards took long enough to deliberate about it, and you could see something. I guess at first view, you could see something wasn't maybe quite right.
Right, and I mean, obviously, Dar Jacob on Call Me Lord. It's a big pot. He would be trying his absolute best in the stewards' room to try and get the race. So he'll have been putting a strong argument across. So that's probably why it took so long. And but as I said, I didn't actually get to see a shot of it. But they left the result as it was.
They've actually started allowing the terrestrial TV cameras into the stewards' room. I say started. They've done it for a few years now. So ITV were allowed to obviously film inside the stewards' room and get, you know, the coverage of what the jockeys were saying and what the stewards were, obviously not their own deliberations, but what the stewards were hearing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? Do you think that sort of transparency is good for the sport?
I think it's great. It's great because, you know, the punters, you know, obviously if people were on Call Me Lord, they're going to feel a bit aggrieved if they've seen the head on and seen that there was interference and, you know, a horse giving so much weight away hasn't had a clear passage to the line. So they would want to hear both sides of the argument and, you know, just sort of that everything's a bit clearer in their mind also if they've had a financial interest. So, no, I think it's good. And it just gives a different side to the job, doesn't it? And sort of seeing what jockeys, what their take is on the matter, because obviously they're sat on the horse's back, we're watching it on TV. Things are never, you can never get the exact picture unless you're there, and like I say, you're not sat on the horse's back. So it's interesting just to get their point of view, and it's just, yeah, it's certainly another fantastic addition to the picture for the viewers.
Mr. Antonini won the Imperial Cup Grade 3 Handicap Hurdle on Saturday. The feature race at Sandown, beating narrowly into second Call Me Lord. What's Wrong With You was in third, and Huntsman's Son back in fourth. And in terms of the big race action after Sandown, the next of it comes at the Cheltenham Festival on Tuesday. We look forward to that very much. Make sure you stay with William Hill's Racing Radio. We're bringing you, of course, all the races across the week and plenty of great analysis from Sir Anthony McCoy and our team of pundits in the studio. And we've got podcasts throughout the week for you, of course, as well. And Paddy, once again, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
No problem at all.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.